Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Taube. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbarek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Taube moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Taube scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jones, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Tobby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taube hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garbark moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer bunts towards third. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Garbark moves to third. Harder moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garbark scores. Harder scores. Galatzer moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Hughes. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Simmons moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Taube moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Taube moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harder strikes out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hopkins trying to get to second. Galatzer throws the ball into Knickerbocker, who tags Hopkins for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to get to home. Galatzer throws the ball into Garbark, who tags Sewell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing third base. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garbark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Knickerbocker scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Galatzer reaches second base with a double. Harder moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harder scores. Galatzer scores. Hughes moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Carl Fisher now pitching. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher spins and fires to second and Appling drops the ball. That's an error on Appling. Hughes moves to third. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral is 0-for-3 in the game. Aviral hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line. Tobby races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Hughes. The throw to the plate, and Hughes is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Phelps now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Tobby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Tobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobby hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.